to your island. But everywhere I go, only echoes in the silence. 各位亲爱的小伙伴大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，先来听一下今天的关键句。I want an explanation from you. Do you hear me? 你得给我解释清楚，你听到我说的了吗？或者第二句话呢，你也可以直接翻译成为你听到了吗？也是可以的。I want an explanation from you. Do you hear me? I want an explanation from you. Do you hear me? 那么在今天这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？当 want 和 an 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读。那么你可以读成 wanna, wanna.
Hi.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个说法，叫做 Do you hear me? 学过新概念第一册的同学应该对这个说法呢并不陌生。Do you hear me? 有一种居高临下的语气，命令别人的感觉。意思是我说话你听到了吗？所以呢，一般长辈对晚辈，上级对下级等等用的比较常见。 It is used to tell somebody in an angry way to pay attention and obey you. 那么在口语当中呢， Do you hear me? 这句话当中的第一个单词 do 也会被省略掉，直接说成 you hear me? 下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个，You can't go, do you hear me? 你不能去，听到了没？ You can't go, do you hear me? 再比如说第二个例子。Leave her alone, do you hear me? 别理她，听到了没？ Leave her alone, do you hear me? 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。You cannot borrow the car without my permission, or you'll be grounded for a month, do you hear me?没有我的同意，你不能借用这辆车，否则你会被禁足一个月，听到了吗？ You cannot borrow the car without my permission, or you'll be grounded for a month. Do you hear me? 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。You are not to visit that woman anymore. You hear me? 你再也不能去找那个女人了，听到了没？ You are not to visit that woman anymore. You hear me?下面呢，我们来看一下在本期节目的末尾呢，有一个什么样的翻译任务留给大家。这里呢是一个对话的形式。 A 说 You have to drop the package off by 5 p.m. sharp so that it will get delivered tomorrow, and it absolutely must get delivered tomorrow. Do you hear me? B 回复说 Yes sir. You have to drop the package off by 5 p.m. sharp so that it will get delivered tomorrow.And it absolutely must get delivered tomorrow. Do you hear me? 那么这样一个对话你是如何去理解的？又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。See you!